Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. We are excited about our second week here in the studio. We are back on the air, and we are excited about everything that the Lord is doing. Praise the Lord. Again, we're excited about everything that the Lord is doing. And I do have the joy of the Lord. In spite of technical difficulties, I have the joy of the Lord living on the inside of me. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing and has done. We are excited to be here at the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca broadcast. This is our second week, and we have a powerful guest coming on today. Pastor Tanita Perry is my guest for today. She is the author of God is a Keeper, which is a powerful, powerful book, and you will be hearing from her shortly. But before we get to our guest on today, we want to talk about one thing that the Lord has shown me at the beginning of each show. It's a God thing. We will be talking about it's a God thing. And I had asked for questions in the Facebook page, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. If you haven't liked that page, I want you to go over to Facebook and like that page so that you can be updated on everything that's going on with me and with the broadcast here and all of my very special guests that will be with me and joining me each and every week. And I want to take this time also to thank the audience. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your schedules to come and be a part of Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. But what I did on the page was I asked the question, what would you do? It's a God thing. What would you do? And the subtitle is Ask Pastor Rebecca. And I did ask for you all to submit questions. I got one question in that particular topic. And the question is pertaining to relationships. The question is pertaining to relationships. And the question is, how do you know if he's leading you on? How do you know if the person that you are dating or the person that you're interested in is leading you on? So that's the question that we're going to answer today. And again, the topic is, it's a God thing. What would you do? Ask Pastor Rebecca. So I'm going to tell you according to what I would do, according to the wisdom that I believe the Lord has given me. Listen, I had Pastor Anthony on as my guest last week, and we talked about relationships and marriage. We also talked about, basically how do you know if he's the one and things like that pertaining to relationships. And this is right along that same vein. I want to say to you that your relationship with God is your most important relationship that you can have. And when you're getting into relationship with other people, women, when you're getting ready to go and have that cup of coffee with the brother who asked you out, or you're getting ready to go have dinner with someone, you want to make sure, first and foremost, that your relationship with God is tight. You want to make sure that you are walking with God and talking with God on not just a daily basis, but throughout your day. You want to make sure that your steps are being ordered of the Lord. You want to make sure that your discernment is sharpened. God has given us, all of us, a spirit of discernment. So you want to make sure that your discernment is sharpened and that you're not going to just fall for the okie doke or fall for any old line coming from any brother that wants to show an interest in you. There are some good brothers out there. Every man is not a dog. Every man is not playing around and sleeping around and up to no good. Every man is not just after your body. There are some men out there that are looking for a wife. They're looking for that good thing, and you know that you're a good thing, don't you? Amen. So what you want to do is make sure that your relationship with God is tight and that you are allowing the Spirit and not your flesh to lead you in that relationship, or even lead you to go and have a cup of coffee or to go and have dinner with that brother. See, a lot of the times what happens in the beginning of the relationship is that the red flag goes up and we ignore the red flag. You don't want to ignore the warning signs that come in the early stages of that brother pursuing you. You want to make sure that you are watching his interaction with other women when he's with you. If he's sitting across the table with you and staring at every woman as she walks by, that's a sign. Also, is he involving you in his personal life? Do you know where he lives? Do you know his family? Have you been introduced to his family? Have you been invited to come to his church? These are signs that will let you know that the man is interested in having you be a part of his life and not just a convenience in his life. Amen. So you want to make sure that you are discerning. You want to make sure that you're walking in relationship with God. You want to make sure that the Lord is ordering your steps, and also that you're not ignoring the warning signs, and then watch to see his behavior with you. I said it last week. Is he pursuing you? Is he showing a strong interest in you above all other women? Is he willing to spend time with you? Is he calling you? You know, Pastor Anthony talked about a lot of the times what brothers do now is they send out a text message or they tweet you. I guess tweet is the word, or Instagram you, or kick you, or Facebook message you. But no, is he picking up the phone to say, hello, I just needed to hear your voice, or I'm just calling to say hi? Is he in contact with you on a regular basis? Do you see him on the weekends? These are signs of whether or not the brother is leading you on. If he's going to spend weekends with you, if you don't just hear from him on Monday through Thursday, but you also hear from him on Friday and Saturday, if he's taking you out, spending time with you, calling you. Another sign is, does he have a curfew? See, some I've had women tell me that they don't hear from the man after 9 o'clock or after 10 o'clock. To me, it's like if that's the norm and every single night there are no late night conversations, to me, that's a warning sign, because Pastor Anthony and I spent a lot of nights sitting up on the phone talking to each other. And finally, even as I close out this particular topic, I'll say this. How do you know if he's leading you on? You'll know. You'll know, because God has given you wisdom. We have the mind of Christ. You don't have to be misled if you don't want to. You will know if somebody is really into you. You don't have to sweat a man who's really into you. You don't have to be thirsty when someone is really into you. They will let you know that they're really into you and that they want to pursue you and that they want to make you their girl or make you their wife. Amen. So ultimately, again, that dating relationship should be leading to marriage. Amen. Amen. So I pray that helps somebody. Amen. That's just my take on it, according to the wisdom that the Lord has given me and according to how I would interact in any given relationship. Amen. You will know. You don't have to have a lot of drama when the brother is into you. You don't have to be sitting by the phone waiting for him to call or waiting for him to text. You won't spend most of your time alone without a date if somebody is really into you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, I'm going to probably try to take it to the phones and get a question from you about what it is that I would do pertaining to any question that you might have on this topic of it's a God thing. Amen. Well, it's time to bring my guest on. Again, I'm very excited about this guest. Very excited about this guest that's coming on today. I'm going to read a brief bio, and then I'm going to bring Pastor Perry on the air. I believe this is Pastor Perry, but I'm going to go ahead and read her bio, and then I'm going to bring her on the air. Amen. Pastor Perry is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. She has a heart after God, with compassion for people and a passion for souls. Pastor Perry has given God a yes to the call he has placed on her life to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2005, she received a mandate from God to preach to the nations. Pastor Perry preaches under the anointing of God with passion and fire. She has been graced with a healing anointing and the authority to break yokes and set the captives free. Pastor Perry is also known for her ability to pray. She operates in a yoke-breaking prayer anointing. She can get a prayer through, y'all. One of her favorite quotes is, "Lord, I'm not worthy, but I'm willing." She co-labors alongside her husband, overseer Benny Perry, to whom she has been married for 15 years. In 2007, He Cares Prayer Ministry was birthed forth. Their ministry is an international ministry made up of various racial cultures and ethnic backgrounds. She is the proud mother of three adult children, Dashawn, Takia, and Terrell Davis. She is known to be a true mother in Zion. She and her husband are raising up sons and daughters in the kingdom of God. My, my, my. What a powerful, powerful woman of God. And there's more. Pastor Tanita Perry received her bachelor's degree from Liberty Center Bible Institute and went on to receive her master's degree in Christian Counseling Psychology at Freedom Bible College and Seminary in Rogers, Arkansas, where she also received her ordination. Pastor and Overseer Perry are the founders of He Hears, He Cares Prayer Ministry, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Pastor Perry is currently on 4 local cable networks in the Newark, Elizabeth, Patterson, and all of the Comcast areas. To God be the glory. There is so much more to be said about this awesome woman of God. Last but not least, Pastor Perry is currently working on other books soon to be released that are anointed and predestined to change lives. Amen. Hallelujah. What a powerful bio for a powerful woman of God. And without further ado, let me tell you something. I'm going to have Toastmasters come and be our guests, and they will tell you they do not like without further ado. So without further delay, let me bring to you Pastor, author, Tanita Perry. God bless you, Pastor Perry. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. Well, welcome. I'm so glad you took time out of your busy schedule to come and be a part of Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. When I rebirthed this, the Lord had me rebirth this broadcast, and he told me to create a platform for other powerful men and women of God to come and pour into the lives of his daughters. And I know that that's your heart. Again, I had the privilege of publishing this powerful, anointed, yoke-destroying book. God is a keeper. I've had the privilege of preaching at this woman of God's church. She and her husband are powerful vessels in the kingdom of God. So I know that the Lord put it on my heart to have you come and be a guest.
Praise God. Praise God. I am so excited. Yes, and I tell you, I just want to say thank you so much. Even with the publishing of the book, I mean, you were just there. I mean, from the beginning to the end, supporting and just, you know, walking me through. And I give God praise for that. I praise God for the connection. I know our connection was divine, divine by God. And so I just want to thank you so much, you know, once again for having me on and just being a part of you and your husband as well, Pastor Anthony, for being a part of Overseer in our lives. We thank God for you both.
Yes, yes, and the same here. We do know that it's a divine connection because we're at the point, all four of us are at a point in our lives where we know that nothing happens by chance.
By chance.
That it is a divine connection.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So I want to open up and let you talk about your book, God is a Keeper, this powerful, anointed book that the Lord has given you to write. Can you tell us about the book, why you wrote the book, and I'm just going to open up the floor for you to just begin to tell us what is God is a Keeper, what is God is a Keeper about, and why did you write this book?
Amen. Praise God. Well, the book was birthed forth from a seed that God had put in my spirit some years ago. It was actually a word God gave me during one of my, you know, dark times. And he allowed me to preach it to the congregation. And so the word was released to the congregation. And that same night, my husband, Overseer, he said to me, he spoke prophetically. He looked at me and he said, God wants to release a book. He said, God wants you to release a book. And at that time, of course, you know, I received it. You know, I received the word when he released it to me, but not fully understanding, you know, seeing myself, I said, a book, you know, a book. But nevertheless, here we are years later, and God has allowed the book to be birthed forth. And one of the things about the book is that it was God allowed it to be released. So it not just for me. I understand now that the book wasn't just for me, but it was to help somebody else, to let somebody else know, to let anybody who reads it know that God can keep you no matter what you have to face, whatever trials, whatever tribulations, whatever we have to endure in life, that God is there to keep you. If you hold on to him and trust him, he will keep you. And yes, he will keep you. He will keep you. And I want somebody to understand, and I want the women that are listening, anybody that's listening, to understand that we don't always know why God allows us to go through things. And at you know, when we're going through, when we're in the fire and we're facing pressure and tribulations, we don't always understand why. Because that's one of the questions I ask God in my darkest hour. I said, God, why? Why? I'm loving you. I'm serving you. And yet and still, I'm going through so much turmoil. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to just press. Forget the things that are behind and just press. So as I continue to trust him and hold on to his word, he brought me out and he brought me through. He brought me out and he brought me through. And I want somebody to know also that God can have a seed in you. There's things that are in you that you don't even know that's in you. And a lot of times God will use somebody else to help pull out that which is in you, because we don't always understand and we don't always see what God has for us or what's in us until God will use somebody else to help pull out the best in us. And I say that to say, in reference to the book, God is a Keeper, I never knew I had a book in me. I never knew that, you know, that one day I would write a book. But God used a man of God who just so happened to be my husband to see what I didn't see and to help birth forth that which is in me. So somebody
yeah.
needs to understand that no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, that God will always send somebody to help you see what you cannot always see.
Mm. Yes, my God, my God.
What we don't always see, God will use somebody else to be able to pull out that which is in us and that which's on inside of us. And a lot of times us as women, we go through so much and we don't always see what's on the inside of us. We don't see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves through our pain, through the divorce, through bad relationships and so on and so forth, but that's not how God sees us. God wants us to see ourselves as he sees us. As
yes.
he sees us, and he told us that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are a royal priesthood, we are a chosen generation, we are called out of darkness into his marvelous light.
And so
we need to understand that, especially as women, and a lot of times we don't realize what's on the inside of us, that there's greatness
yes.
on the inside of us, and that there's royalty on the inside of us. And
yes,
the royalty
yes.
that's
so
in us, God
that,
had placed it in us even before the foundations of the world. And he'll use somebody to help birth it forth in Jesus' name.
Wow. you're speaking, woman of God. You are
Hallelujah.
Speaking because you're saying so much and you're preaching already. I mean, listen, this woman is on fire. This woman of God is on fire. She has a word that's going to be released in about another 15 minutes. Because I've also invited her to be our spotlight preacher, but she's already preaching, you know, she's already preaching because this is in her. This is what's in her belly, that God has given her a passion. You heard her bio, that God has given her a passion for souls and for destroying yokes. Because look, she's not talking to you about something that she heard. She's
yeah.
talking to you about something that she lived through. So basically, what we want to understand is that this book is a part of your testimony. Is that what you just said, that this book is a part of what you've been through in your own life?
Yes, amen, Pastor. This book is definitely a testimony of God keeping me. I was saying a few minutes ago, I was at a dark point in my life. I was saved. I was loving God. And just went through such a hard time in my life. I was married and had to get divorced due to domestic violence. And so when I made the decision to leave, you know, the relationship, leave the marriage, my life just did, you know, it was just, it did a 360. And I say that to say, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I lost everything. I lost the house, the car, and end up living back with my mom in a 1.5 bedroom apartment. And it was an attack on my mind. And it was just so much that I got hit with at one time that I thought I wasn't going to make it. And I cried out to God and said, why is this happening? But God let me know, listen, you're not going to lose your mind. You're not going to go crazy. You're going to come up out of this. This is not the end. This is not the end. But now I realize now that God allowed me to go through it, that I can help somebody else. And I want people to know that no matter if it's divorce, domestic violence, no matter what sickness, God will keep you and he will bring you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of, and I am a testimony of it, that he is more than able to keep you and bring you out of whatever it is that you might be facing. And then I realized later, Pastor, is that there was a shift that was taking place in my life. I realized that later, that it was a shift because
yes.
I did not know, like I said earlier, what was on the inside of me. And so during that time when the shift came, God began to open up my eyes, and he told me in Philippians to forget those things that are behind and to press towards those things which are ahead. And so as I began to press and be obedient to God, he began to make things clearer to me. He began to allow me to see why I had to go through what I went through.
My God, my God.
I'm the better for it. And I want everybody to know, don't give up and don't get discouraged. Don't throw in the towel because you think the pressure is too much. You think that you can't make it. You think that you're alone. You think that nobody's there, because that's the place that I was in, Pastor. I was in a place where I felt alone. I was rejected. I mean, I was abandoned. I mean, you know, and God let me know through it all, I'm with you and I'm going to take you and bring
Jesus.
You out. Glory to God.
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that, listen, your end is not yet. Mm-hmm. I understand now that wasn't the end of it. I thought it was the end. I thought it was over for me. But God said, it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. And so
my
I stand
God.
Here today, and just to give God the glory and the praise. And people don't understand, Pastor, why I praise God like I do. People don't understand why I glorify him and why I love souls like I do. Because
yes.
I know what God has done for me. And I want somebody else to know that God is better than good. We say God is good, but God
oh.
is better than good.
Yes.
God
say
is better
that.
Than good.
Yes.
And so many times you want to throw in the towel and give up. But God said, no, don't give up. Hold on, I am right there with you.
I am
Amen.
Right there with you.
Yes,
and that's
is.
Amazing because so many of your chapters, even as I have a copy of your book in my hand, you know, as you have 8 chapters here, and it's hold on to your dreams, guided
yes.
by his hand, pain, pressure, purpose, don't
yes.
count me out. God
yes.
finishes what he starts.
Hallelujah.
I am the God of promise. I am royalty and a
yes.
heavenly inheritance. And I
yes.
tell you, each and every one of those chapters speaks to the reader, and there's such an anointing coming off the pages of these books. But I want to ask you, Pastor Perry, if you had to pull out one of those chapters and just speak to us right now about any one of those things, about what you felt for this day, for this time right now, prophetically, the most pertinent thing that God is speaking to us, what would you say to us today? What would you say to that woman who's going through her darkest hour?
Mm-hmm. Or even that woman
who's on the verge of that shift. Amen.
Yes, amen. I want somebody to know. I want that woman to know, those women to know that are in the place where I was, that feel like giving up and feel like there's no hope, that there is hope, and to understand that you are royalty. That's what I want people to understand. I want the women to understand that you are royalty. You are royalty. You are in the royal bloodline because of who your father is. And a lot of times we play the role of mother and wife and sister and so on and so forth. But more than that, we are of a royal descent. We are of a royal descent. And so sometimes that, you know, we allow our past to determine our future. But our past does not determine our future. Our past
yeah.
is not just on our future. So I want the women to know, to see yourselves as God sees you. Know that you are royalty. Know that greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. Know that God
yeah.
put a treasure in you. He put a treasure in you. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nobody like you. And the reason why God allowed you to go through what you go through is because he know you can take it. He said he won't put no more on you than you can bear. And sometimes we got to get purified. We got to get purified in the fire. Because like Job said, when we come forth as gold. Because
yes.
God put royalty in us. Amen. And that's what I want women to know. Know who you are. Know your worth. Know who is on the inside of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Well, I'm encouraged, you know, and I thank God for you and your obedience in writing the book. And I want to go back to what you said earlier. I didn't overlook it. I didn't ignore it. But you said that God sent the man of God. God sent the man of God to pull out, to speak into what was on the inside of you and to pull out, to help you push out what was in you that you didn't even know was in you. So I just want you to just again, go back and talk about that for a minute and how God sent the man of God and how the two, what God did there. But talk about what God did with your relationship with your husband, Overseer Benny Perry. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, you're there. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't hear the question, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I saw you dropped off, and I'm glad you called right back in. You talked about how God stepped in and sent the man of God. I heard you say it earlier, and I didn't overlook it. I didn't ignore it, but I wanted to come back to that and talk about how God sent your husband, Overseer Benny Perry, into your life at a time. Talk about that a little bit, how God sent him in and what God used him to do and how God used him in your life. And like you said, to God be the glory, but we know that God also uses people. Just talk about that a little bit.
Amen, amen. You know what, Pastor? It was truly divine by God. God sent an overseer into my life. When we met, he understood before I did. Let me just say that. He understood that God was connecting us for divine kingdom purposes. He understood that, and we begin to understand that why God connected us and put us together. We met each other actually in the cathedral. Amen. In the cathedral.
Amen.
The church that we, you know, both attended at the time years ago. But God sent them into my life, and God began to use him. God began to use him mightily. And I know, you know, Pastor, a lot of times I always talk about overseer, but I believe in giving honor where honor is due. Yeah, he's my husband. I love him. He's my covering. He's the overseer. But God has used him so mightily in my life where to help me to see what's in me, what God has put in me, what God has placed in me. And he is helping me. He's pushing me into my purpose, into my destiny, into the woman that God has called me to be. And I love him as a husband, but I also love him as the man of God that he is as well. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I've met your husband. And again, we thank God for divine connections, because I see he's serious about the connection that the two of you have. And he covers you. He covers his wife. He covers his woman. Amen. So we just thank God for the both of you. And we know that God put you two together for such a time as this, and he's using you mightily. I talked about it earlier. How do you know if he's the one? Why don't you share with us, even before I get ready to release you for your preaching assignment, I didn't give you the time, but at the end of each broadcast, just before we close out, we say, is there a word from the Lord? And we release the preacher, the spotlight preacher, to release a 12 to 15 minute word to begin to exhort the people of God. So I'm going to release you to do that. But let's go back to the beginning of the broadcast when the question came through. Minister Valerie Allen submitted a question. How do you know if he's leading you on? I don't know if you have anything that you want to say about that, or even how do you know if he was the one, amen, that God had assigned to your life. There's some women who are in that in-between time, and they don't have a man of God in their life. They don't have a husband in their lives. What would you speak to that woman who said, well, she had a man to come and pull out what was in her, and I don't have a man right now. I'm not married. I'm single. Why don't you speak to that single woman right now, or to that woman whose husband and is not necessarily pushing her right now?
Amen, Pastor. I am so glad you asked me that question, because I was listening earlier when you read the question and you were releasing what God gave you to release concerning the question. And one of the things I want to say, and Overseer and I, we release these to our singles that are in our church as well. The Bible tells us that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And so that tells us that us as women, we don't have to go and look. He going to find you. Amen. And so also one of the things I want women to understand is that when you get into, when you meet someone, you know, you meet a nice gentleman in the Lord, and he believes that God, you know, God are calling you together. First thing we teach, and I believe, is that he has to respect you and you have to respect him as brothers and sisters in the Lord first. And one of the things I like you had mentioned earlier concerning lust, and you got to you have to realize, and you talked about red flags that are, that go up as well. We have to see each other. Men and women need to see each other as brothers and sisters in Christ first. And I'm going to use overseer. A lot of times, some of the people in our church, they always want me and overseer to share our testimony as to how we met. And we didn't know what God was doing in our life because we were just so focused on God. And when you put God first and your focus is on God and his focus is on God, then you'll know if God is calling you two together. Your main focus should be on God, not him, and his focus shouldn't be on you. And once you do that, God will let you know if he's calling you together. So I would say see each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord first. Friendship in Christ. He shouldn't be asking you all this personal information. You know, if he's asking certain questions concerning things that you know that ain't of God, then you know you need to cut him. You need to cut him because there's a lot of people that
cut him.
What, Pastor? There's a lot of men, single men, that comes to the church looking for what they call a church girl. I'm going to get me a church girl. But the deal is a lot. The Bible says, know the spirit, test the spirit and see if it's of me. So if a brother respects you as a sister in Christ first, you know, before you getting into all of this, listen, can we go to a Bible study together? Can we go to church? Can you meet my pastor? We tell our people, listen, bring them to your pastors first. Let us test and see where their spirit is. And so, you know, we firmly believe that because there's a lot of wolves in sheep clothing. And I always say, what is his standard? What is his standard? We all keep the standard of God first above all things. Keep the standard of God first. If they start getting too personal too early, you know, start asking personal questions and, you know, can I come to your house? What do you want to come to my house for? You know, can we go to Bible study? Can we go to prayer? Could you come meet my pastor? You know, that's a red flag. But we have to keep our standard as women. And we teach the women, make them come up to your standard. Make them come up standard of God, of God's. God's standard. Make him come up to God's standard. If he don't want to come up to God's standard, then you know that he ain't the one. Hallelujah, Pastor.
Woman of God, I can tell you need to come back and do a whole relationship piece with me. We're gonna have to make that happen because you have a lot. You have a lot of wisdom in that area. So, but we want you to release this word. And I believe we got it. I believe we got it. Make them come up to our standard. Go ahead.
Don't stop settling. Don't settle. You know, listen, don't settle. And like I said, you know, if he's really from God, he'll come up to the same. He's going to respect you as a woman of God first. He's not going to be, you know, asking things from you and of you that's not of God.
That's right.
That's why you have to, and a lot of times women, we settle and we like, oh, well, you know, it's been however long, it's been a year, it's just been 5 years, it's been 10 years, I've been waiting. And then you find yourself in a place where you just getting into relationships. And then, you know, your spirit is getting all messed up because you're getting in too many different relationships, you know, instead of waiting on God to send the right one.
Amen.
And so I would say make him come up to the standard. Make him respect you as a woman of God first.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. That was powerful. Thank you so much for interjecting on It's a God Thing and letting us know more insight on what we should do as women. We have a caller. We're going to take this caller, then we're going to release you into the word. Area code 706, your hand is raised. You're on the air. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hi, my sister. Hello. How
Amen.
Are you?
Hi. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
For the world. Yes, I
Hallelujah.
Am.
God bless
be the
you.
Glory.
God bless you.
God be the glory. I'm just called to say to my sister, I love you. God bless you. I'm very proud of you. And I will continue to follow you. And you just stay in the Lord. And you keep preaching. keep preaching the words that God has given you, because he has blessed you and he's going to continue blessing you. And I just call and say I love you all the way from Georgia, and to God be the glory. Keep
God
up the word that God has placed and cast for you and your husband. And I just like that conversation, what you just had with that caller. That's right. Let them get on that ladder and climb up to where God is, and then they would know that that's the right person for them. I love you.
Amen. I love you too.
Amen.
You know, I had to call and reach out. I said, that's my sister. Lord, that's my sister. I had to go up there just to say hello. Give me a call back later. God bless you. And Pastor, I heard you too. And I would be following
God bless
you also.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Amen. To
God
be the glory.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Yeah, I saw her hand raised and I wanted to get her on the air. We want to tell people how to get a copy of God is a Keeper. Listen, you have heard it for yourself and you're getting ready to hear more. So stay on the line. And if you know people that should be here and they're not here, they still have 15 minutes to hear what this woman of God has to say. She is the spotlight guest and the spotlight preacher for today. Amen. And God said it should be so. So we're excited about what he's already released, and we're excited about what she's getting ready to release. The name of her book is God is a Keeper. God is a Keeper. And again, you've heard some of the contents of the book. You've heard her talk about why she wrote the book and the purpose of the book. This book is anointed. It's anointed. So you want to get your copy. I know you can get it from Amazon.com. I also know you can get it in the Kindle version. You can get it tonight. You can go tonight over to Amazon.com, go and search for it on Kindle, and you can download this book on Kindle and start reading it tonight. And you always have it with you to carry it with you and to bring it with you so that you can reference back to it over and over again. Pastor Perry, can you give us your contact information and also any other place where we can buy copies of God is a Keeper?
Yes, you can find God is a Keeper on my website, www.TanitaPerry.com. That's TanitaPerry.com. You can also find the book at Jesus Book and Gift Store in Island, and also at the Jesus Book and Gift Store in Greenbrook also, as well as Hillside Crossroads of Life. You can also find the book there.
Amen.
Kindle.
Yes, amen. And we know Crossroads of Life is closed for renovations, but you can get the book from their website. So don't, you know, overlook Crossroads of Life bookstore. You could go to their website and get your copy from there as well. Well, I tell you, I'm excited. God has been speaking this whole hour, and we're getting ready to go into the Word. This segment is there a Word from the Lord? Are you ready, Pastor?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. So I release the pulpit to you to release the word from the Lord to myself and my listeners now. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just want to say briefly, real quickly, I spoke earlier concerning royalty, but I want us women to know that too oftentimes we allow our natural roles as women to identify who we are. But we need to understand that our natural role does not supersede our spiritual role. Our spiritual role is greater than our natural. And we need to understand that God allow us to be mothers, and he allow us to be wives and sisters and so on and so forth. And we think that's it. That's just who we are. But I want you to understand that that's not just who we are. God has called us to be greater. God has called us to want more and to go after more and to pursue more. our identity is not found in just being a mother, or just being a wife, or a secretary, or a nurse, and all of that is wonderful, and praise God for it. But we need to see ourselves as who God has called us to be in the kingdom. And we need to understand that our identity is in Christ, and see ourselves as Christ sees us. The Bible tells us that greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. So I want to just talk a little bit about our identity, and want us to know that our identity is in Christ, and to see ourselves as God sees us. And I said earlier concerning us having a royal bloodline, we are royalty. We are God's best creation. Amen. And so seeing that and understanding that when we come to the knowledge of knowing our true identity is in Christ, then we can be all who God has called us to be. We can pursue after everything that God has called us to pursue after, and we can walk in our destiny and our purpose in God. Psalms 37 and 4 says that if we delight ourselves also in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
And we need to know that, yes, that if God is for us, then who can be against us? Amen, amen. And I also want to say to never be satisfied with where we are. And as I said earlier, we mothers, and we're nurses, and we, you know, are sisters and wives, but we can't be satisfied there. Always pursue the more of God. Always pursue your purpose and your destiny in God. Never be satisfied with where you are, because God has more. God wants to give us more. Hallelujah. God called us for more. He called us for kingdom purpose. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to know that this is the year, hallelujah, this is my year, this is your year, and this is the year of Jubilee. God has declared it, and he has decreed it. It's a year of celebration. It's a year of recovery. It's a year of restoration, and it's a year of overflow. So if you know who you are in the kingdom, if you know who you are and you know your true identity, then you can walk in everything that God has predestined for your life. Hallelujah. We can walk in everything that God has for us, because our true identity lies in Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. And I just want to say that we need to stand up, hallelujah, and be the women of God that God has called us to be, and stop settling. Look toward the greatness that's in you. Stop settling. Look at the greatness that's in you and walk in that greatness. So I'm not arrogant. I'm just walking in who God called me to be. Hallelujah. I'm just walking in my true identity, my purpose, my calling. Amen. And God has called us to greatness. And I need somebody to understand that and stop seeing yourself through what happened to you. I need somebody to understand that and stop seeing yourself through your past and what mama did, what daddy did, what somebody didn't do. You need to see yourself walking in greatness. You need to see yourself walking in the fulfillment of what God has called you to. You need to see yourself as God sees you in your true identity. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans that he foreknew and he predestined us. Hallelujah. So I want somebody to understand that there is royalty in you. Amen. That your identity lies in Christ, and that you don't have to settle where you are.
Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We don't have to settle, Pastor. We don't have to settle where we are. God has called us for better. He called us for more. Amen. But we can't get the more if we don't pursue the more. We can't get the more if we stay stuck in our old, if we stay stuck in our past and stay stuck in what happened to us. Amen. And God helped me to understand that. If I would have just settled and had a pity party concerning the marriage that I was in, the domestic violence that I was in, the loss that I had, and so on and so forth, I could never walk in who God called me to be. So sometimes you have to stand up and say, listen, it was what it was, and what happened happened, but I have to press. I have to press towards what God has for me. And if we don't press, Pastor, if we don't press and we don't pursue, we can never walk in everything that God has for us. I cannot stress that enough concerning pursue, Pursue your identity. Pursue your destiny. Pursue your purpose. Get the more that God has for you. Get the more that God has for you. You don't have to settle. Hallelujah. Jesus. You don't have to settle. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. This ain't the time to settle. This is the time to get up. Hallelujah. Brush yourself off. Amen. Stand up and look yourself in the mirror and say, I am who God says I am. I am royalty. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender and not a borrower. Hallelujah. I am who God says that I am. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. And I'm so tired of the devil trying to tell us who we are not. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. But when we understand who we are in God, we can walk in everything that God has predestined for our lives. And the wonderful thing about it, Pastor, is that that's what God wants for us. He wants us to walk in everything he has for us. He wants us to see ourselves as he sees us. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. I had to realize that my identity was not in the domestic violence. My identity was not in what I went through. My identity was not in my loss or me growing up in the projects or none of that. But my identity is in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our identity lies in Christ. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to understand that. Somebody needs to understand that is going through something right now, that it is not over. Hallelujah. God has greater for you and he has more. And if you just hold on and don't give up, if you hold on and don't quit, I promise you that God will bring you out of it. And he'll bring you out of it. Hallelujah. And you will walk in everything that he has predestined for your life. Even if you don't understand it right now, even if you don't see it right now, even if it seems dark and you can't see your way, let me tell you something. You don't have to see, because God is looking for you. He's paving the way for you, and he's going to push you through, and he's going to bring you out, and you're going to walk in everything that God has predestined for your life in the name of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's hurting right now. Somebody's hurting right now. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the year restoration and jubilee, and God is going to bless. But I know, I hear the Lord say, somebody is saying, listen, you saying all that, but I'm in a dark place right now. But I want that person to know that you're not going to stay in that dark place. I want you to hold fast, keep the faith, and hold on to the garment of Christ, because he's going to bring you out of that dark place. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The devil think he got your back up against the wall and think you ain't going to come out. But you need to tell the devil, listen, I'm coming out, and I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm coming out, and I'm coming out fighting, and I'm not going to lay down, and I'm not going to give up. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You ain't going to give up, because God is going to push you through, and he's going to push you into everything that he has already predestined for your life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus, and he's going to keep you while you're going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. God will never give up on us. He will never give up on us. Oh, bless your name. No matter how bad it may get, no matter how hard it may seem, God will never give up on us. He's going to hold on to us if we hold on to him. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And one of the things, see, the enemy is scared, because he's scared that we're going to find out who we are.
Mm-hmm.
When you find out who you are, he know he's in trouble. See, as long as you hold your head down and have a pity party and you say, woe is me, and you don't get up and hold your head up and stick your chest out and let the devil know, listen, I know who I am. I am a daughter of the kingdom. God has called me to greatness. Hallelujah. I am a royal priesthood. See, then the devil know he has to back up. But if he can keep you in a place where you don't understand who you are, then he know he got you. But you need to let the devil know, listen, I know who I am, and I know who God called me to be. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to come out and I'm going to be greater, hallelujah, than I was before. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to pursue, Pastor. We got to pursue the more of God. We got to keep our minds on the kingdom. We got to keep our minds on the kingdom because the enemy wants us to focus on what's going on around us. What's going on around us? I said, no, listen, don't focus on the storm. Like when Peter, remember when he was walking on the water, he was fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But as soon as he looked around at the storm, listen, he began to sink. Somebody needs to know they ain't going to sink. They need to keep their eyes on Jesus, because if they keep their eyes on Jesus, they're going to step into everything that he predestined for them. In spite of the storms around you, hold fast to your faith. Hallelujah. Hold fast to your faith and don't give up. See, Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you. He said the devil wants to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith don't fail. See, we find in the storm, as long as we hold on to our faith, we're going to be all right. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The devil can throw punches at us and try to knock us down, but if we hold on to our faith, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah. We're going to be all right. We hold on to our faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. It's our faith that's going to get us into everything that God has predestined for our lives. Our faith and our obedience to his word. Our faith, our obedience to God's word is going to take us into everything that he has planned for our lives. And somebody needs to know that. Just hold on to your faith and don't give up. I don't care how bad it gets. Hold on. Let me tell you something. If you hold on, I'm a witness. I am a testimony. When I thought I was going to go crazy, hallelujah, when I wanted to give up, oh, bless the name of Jesus. When I thought I was going to die, hallelujah, when I thought I was forsaken and God left me, oh, bless the name of Jesus, I held on to my faith. I held on to my faith, and God brought me out. Hallelujah. He brought me out, and he brought me through and let me know that, listen, I have greater for you. And a lot of times when we're in that dark place, Pastor, and we're going through, we can't see the greater. We can't see the more. We can't see what's ahead. But I guarantee if they hold on to their faith, hallelujah, you're going to look back, hallelujah, and say, oh, my goodness, oh, bless the name of Jesus. I thank God that I held on. I held on. But sometimes God allowed the pressure to get turned up for a reason. Listen, he allowed the pressure to get hot for a reason. Amen. He said he won't put no more on us than we can bear. So a lot of times we think that we can't bear it. But God said, listen, if I'm allowing you to go through it, then you can bear it. He has to test it. He has to test us. We don't want to go through the test. We don't want the test. We don't want the pressure. We don't want all that. We just want what God has for us. Just give me what you got for me, Lord. Don't let me go through nothing. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, they persecuted me. They're going to persecute you. Jesus has to suffer while we can't suffer. Hallelujah. But listen, if we suffer for the sake of Christ, glory to God, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody needs to know. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they need an identity change, Pastor.
Yes.
Identity change. To break off the lies. Amen, somebody. To break off the lies and the curses. Amen. And the abuse, the pain. Amen. That your identity is not in that stuff. That's not where your identity lies. Hallelujah. It's a deception of the devil. It's a deception of the devil. Bless the name of Jesus.
My God.
We get that identity change. We can walk in and be the women that God has called us to be for such a time as this. Amen. And he starts right in our mind, makes us believe his lies. Hey, but I break off the lies of the devil now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of lies up in the name of Jesus. I bind up generational curses in the name of Jesus. I release the peace of God now in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing of God now in the name of Jesus. The devil is defeated. He will not have the women and the men of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We will walk in everything that God has called us to walk in, and the devil is defeated. In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
Hallelujah.
name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I saw chains being broken off. My
yes,
God.
Yes.
I saw chains being broken
glory
off. My God.
Hallelujah.
The minds of the lives yes. of the people of God, the women of God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
My God, my God,
thank
my
you,
God,
Jesus.
For the powerful
thank
word.
You,
my God, to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our God. Just go ahead and praise right where you are, women of God. Listen. I know it's 8 o'clock, but go ahead and praise God.
Glory
hallelujah.
God.
Go ahead and praise
hallelujah.
God anyhow.
Hey.
Praise Him for
yes,
your breakthrough.
God.
Praise
yes,
Him for
God.
Your deliverance. My God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes,
my God.
God,
to God be the glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is
Jesus.
An awesome God. God is an
Jesus.
Awesome God. Oh, bless
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for Him. Is there anything too hard for God?
Mm.
Oh, bless your name, oh God. There's
yes,
nothing
Lord.
Too hard for God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Thank you, God.
My God.
God,
Jesus.
God. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for every woman, oh God, that is listening. We thank you for everybody that's listening, oh God. And we decree
yes.
and declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come out strong, oh God, that you will cover them and protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up lies, oh God, that the enemy have spoken
yes.
over their lives, over their minds, in the name of Jesus. And we decree freedom tonight in the name
peace.
Of Jesus. We declare a peaceful night, oh God. We decree and declare that their identity is in you. I pray now in the name of Jesus that they will walk in everything that you have predestined for their lives, and the devil is defeated in the name of Jesus. I break strongholds now in the name of Jesus, and I give you the glory and the praise for the finished work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, you know, that was a powerful rhema release on tonight. And I saw the chains breaking. I saw healing deliverance take place. We're going to go off the air. I want to put these two callers on. We have two hands raised, and we're going to quickly. I got to give a minute each to each of these callers because they have their hands raised. Area code 908, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Cynthia. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Cynthia. Hallelujah.
Hi. I just want to thank God for my pastor, Pastor Perry, for just being encouragement to me, for being a role model to me in my life. And I thank God for being in the ministries, because I have grown so much for being in He Hears, He Kids prayer ministry. And I thank God for allowing them to be the overseer and pastor to not just teach or preach the word, but they do live the word. And I thank God for allowing them to be a role model in my life as well. And
amen.
I thank God for, you know, the word of tonight. Like, I was blessed. And I know my new identity in God. At times I didn't know, but now I know who I am in God. And I thank God
yeah.
for that.
Jesus, ooh. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Bless
well, thank you so
God.
Much for listening.
Bless
God bless
name,
you.
God.
Thanks for calling in to confirm the word and ministry of your pastor and overseer. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Area 573. God bless you.
Hi.
Area code 973.
Hi. Good evening, Pastor Rebecca. First of all, this is Sister Tina. I'm just calling in. I didn't have a chance to say last week, last Monday, to welcome you back on the air. To God be the glory to have the Woman to Woman show back on the air and all that you're doing with the awesome guests. God bless you. Also, Pastor Tamina Perry, for the awesome word that you spoke about your book, as well as the awesome word that you preach. I truly believe that God is a keeper, as I'm sitting here up in the hospital in the ICU waiting room. And what they're doing and what God has done in my mom, for my mom, and she's still here. He's
thank
a keeper. He's a healer. So I just wanted to call in and say that to encourage anyone, just keep believing in God and knowing that He can heal, He can move in miraculous ways that you may not even know. you know, that he can do it, but he is a healer. And I'm just believing and trusting him right now. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Perry, can you pray for Sister Tina and her mom,
yes.
Mother Rosetta Vane?
Yes, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree now, Lord God. We send your word to the hospital room now, to her bedside. Allow your angels to encamp around her now, in the name of Jesus. Release your healing angels now. We thank you, Lord God, for divine healing, for the blood that was already shed, that we might be healed. We come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for her strength, Lord God. We declare recovery now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even strengthen her daughters, her family, oh God, even while you are doing what you're allowing to be done, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, and we thank you for the peace of God, we thank you for the rest, and we thank you for your healing, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you,
amen.
We are definitely going to continue to pray for your
amen.
Mom.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Tina. We will continue to pray for you and your mom. We believe it's already done, and God is a keeper, and he's bringing you out and her out. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Well, Pastor Perry, our time is well spent. We thank God for you being our guest on today on the Women's One with Pastor Rebecca broadcast. I definitely want to have you come back at a later date and just share with us again, especially on that relationship piece, and perhaps your husband can come with you, amen, as we continue to advance the kingdom of God. Can you give us information again about your church services, where you're located, and what time you meet, so that people who want to find you can know where to find you? And for those of you who want to have this woman of God come and speak at your conferences, your seminars, she's available. She's a willing vessel, and she has an international ministry call to all nations. So, Pastor, just give us your information so those who want to contact you will know how to reach you.
Amen. We're located He Hears, He Cares Prayer Outreach Ministry. We're located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth. We have our Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m. We have our Thursday night Bible study at 7 p.m. And our Sunday worship service is at 11 a.m. And all are welcome.
Amen. And your website again?
The website for the book is www.tinitaperry.com. That's TinitaPerry.com. And you can also go to the Jesus Book and Gift Store in Greenbrook, Jesus Book and Gift Store in Island, and also Crossroads of Life, which is on the construction right now. But you can find the book there. And also HeHearsHeCares.org is the church's site.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord for the great things that he has done and is doing. Again, Pastor Perry, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. You know, Overseer, I love you and Pastor Anthony, and it is a privilege and an honor to be on your show. Amen. And it's just been awesome. I thank you for allowing to spend this time with you on your show. Amen. Can I just give one more statement before we go?
Yes, you can.
Amen. I just want to say that when our minds are released, amen, that we can realize and walk in everything that God has for us. We can recover all once our mind is released. Oppression.
Amen. Glory. Jesus.
Amen.
Now that's the power nugget right there. When our minds are released, we can recover all that God has already ordained for us. Anything that's being held up by the devil or in the atmosphere, when our minds are released, we can recover all. My God,
that's
to God
right.
be
Amen.
The glory.
God
Amen.
Be the glory.
So And also, you can find Pastor Perry on Facebook under Tinita Perry, TinitaPerry. Also, He Hears, He Cares. Go over, check her out, connect with this woman of God. Tune in next week to Women with Pastor Rebecca. We're on for an hour. We might go over maybe 10 minutes, but we try to stick with that hour. But that's okay, because God knows what he's doing, and we do not quench the spirit, my God.
Thank
so
you.
We thank God for what he's doing on this
thank
broadcast.
You.
We thank
thank God for the Holy Ghost moving. And if you
thank
don't
you,
know
God.
Jesus, get you a relationship with Jesus Christ. Know him as your personal Lord and Savior. He
Amen.
Died so that you could live, so that you could be free. Amen. So join
Amen.
Me next week. I have another powerful guest coming on next week. Pastor Perry, give my love to your husband, Overseer Perry. My God, enjoy us next week right here, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. We have a powerful guest coming on next week, and God is not going to disappoint us each and every week. Spread the word, like my page on Facebook, and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. Remember not to let anybody take your joy. Good night, Pastor Perry. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Amen. God bless you.